He gave arrows to shoot and searched for the treasure in every direction. Nothing but vexation and grief and futilities. As the Ankar, the name was known to all, but the essence was non-existent.
Ah. Did you listen? This fellow that we know, this fellow with the attitude of asking for everything without really trying and blah, 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 is a fellow who believes in experience. So he had experience. When the king would say, hey, bring it to me, he said, yes, 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 okay. Because I tried. Whatever I couldn't. Maybe you will get lucky because you are the lucky, you are the king, and you are blah, blah, blah. And you will find it. Here it is. So he will deliver it to the king. The king will bring in the archers here and there, and they play, and no success. Yes.
Now the king despaired of finding the treasure and became weary of searching for it. When he met with obstacles in the breadth and length, the king became sick at heart and weary. The king dug pits in the deserts, yard by yard. He threw the scroll wrathfully before him. Take this scroll, said he, which has no effects. You are the fittest for it, since you have no work. It's no use for one who has work that he should burn the rose and go about the thorn.
Read that again, please. It's no use.
It's of no use for one who has work that he should burn the rose and go about the thorn.
There is a job. Everybody has a job, has something to do. This fellow cannot follow this daydreaming of you, silly fellow. You are the silly one. So, this is the piece of paper. Get out of here. Yes.
Tis singular. The victims of this melancholy madness expect grass to grow from iron. This specialty needs a man of stout heart like you. Do you, who have a stout heart, search for this? If you cannot find it, you will never weary. And if you find it, I grant you the right of possession. How should reason wend the way of despair? 'Tis love that runs on its head in that direction.
Ah, what was this? He was talking about the story, everything was going with the story, suddenly he came out with one special line, a judgment or an explanation of the work of Apple, logic. So this logic is not used to give up. This logic, the basic of this stuff in your head, is to work how? To try and try and try and never give up. Giving up is not for the logic. It needs something else. So we said, this is right and good for you. Yes?
Love is reckless, not reason. Reason seeks that from which it may get some profit.
Love is a reckless. One part is logic, the other part is love. And you should understand the basic difference here. What is the difference here, really? Love is reckless, not reason. Reason is not reckless. Reason is following something to find something to do, to go for something. reason seeks that from which it may get some profit. The judgment has two parts. First part, to understand what's going on. Second, what's in it for me? How can I use it? Where is it? Yes?
There is onset, fierce in onset and body consuming and unabashed, in tribulation like the nether millstone. A hard-faced one that has no back. He has killed in himself the seeking of self-interest. He gambles clean away. He seeks no reward, even as he receives clean from him.
Are you listening, any of you? What is he talking about? This is it. Story was prepared for this argument here, to explain to us where is the logic and where is the basic of love we are talking about. Because these are two different stuff, and both are always there. And we are working with both of them. The love is somehow reckless, doesn't listen to logic, doesn't listen to this, doesn't listen to that. Practically, it will do whatever it wants to. And it never give up. At the end of the day, he will lose everything without looking for some payment and reward. Because its existence has no reason. How do you say that? God gives him his existence without any cause. You see? Look at it. This is stuff that I'm talking to you about. I'm talking about love. Huh? You see? Look at this love. It has some existence with no reason at all. Why is love here? You tell me. May I make it simpler? Why Mona Lisa is beautiful? Is there any why? This is what it is. He said, God gives him an existence without any cause. The devoted yield it up again without cause. So, when you are talking about the logical part, you're talking about the cause and effect, right? When you're here and you're talking about love, there is no cause and effect. Somebody falls in love with somebody. Why? You tell me. Why? You?
Because the sky is high.
Exacto mundo. That's exactly it is. Nobody knows why and how it even happens. Yes, we have realized that there is a preparation. The preparation is to give up me to understand we. That's the first step. But the real stuff for it, yes?
God gives him his existence without any cause. The devoted yields it up again without cause. For devotion consists in giving without cause. Gambling clean away is outside of every religion.
Aha! Are you listening? This is highlighted. This is something that you should always remember. For devotion consists in giving without cause. This is the trick. Logically, whatever you give is to receive something. That's the deal, right? Says, there is this stuff in the human being which Shams gave everything to me and he didn't ask for anything. That's when it starts. When that giving up practically happens. Yes?
For as much as religion seeks grace or salvation, those who gamble clean away are chosen favorites. Neither do they put God to any test, nor do they knock at the door of any profit or loss.
What happened? He brought it to a delicate part of the story. The next part is he will give it to him and blah, blah, blah. But up to here, he was talking about what? The difference between logic and love. And the main thing is the last verse. There are some people, they don't drop in this argument that you are always busy with. First, they don't try the God. And second, they don't think about some deal. There are people who they are not testing the God or questioning it. Or do you remember here? This fellow who is sitting down and talking to God, that give it to me, I'm lazy, you did it like this, blah, 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 all of that. So he's looking for something. And he's questioning the God. He say, neither should work. A human being knows that he is doing something. Yes, there are reasons. And there are beyond the logic stuff. That's what the spirituality is. What is the spirituality? He was a logical man up to 40 years old and blah, 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 blah. Then turned around, 3 days, became one of the best poets of Iran. Why, how? This is it. This is the magic. Magic was not here when human being was not here. We brought the magic. Magic is understanding beyond the logic. Any question? How was it? Useful? This is the last part of this book. We read it, inshallah. And در آن رقعه نوشته بود این که برون شهر گنجی دان دفین آن فلان قبه که در وی مشهد است پشت او در شهر و در فتفت است پشت با وی کن تو رو در قبله آر وانگهان از قوس تیری در گذار چون فکندی تو تیر از قوس ای ساد برکنان موزه که تیرت افتاد پس کمان سخت آوردن فتا تیر پرانی در صحن فضا زود تبر آورد و بیرون شاد شاد کند آن موزه که تیرش افتاد کند شد هم او و هم بیر و تبر خود ندید از گنج پنهانی اثر همچنین هر روز تیر انداختی لیک جای گنج را نشد چون که این را پیش کرد و بر دوام فچفچی در شهر افتاد و عوام پس خبر کردند سلطان را از این آن گروهی که بودندن در کمین عرضه کردند سخن را زیر دست که فلانی گنجنامه یافته است چون شنیدن شخص که این با شهر رسید